On Tuesday morning this week, a California commuter on Highway 17 between San Jose and Santa Cruz spotted a car down a private road. He pulled over, this is all according to the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office, and he saw the lifeless body of a woman inside. Investigators later found a gun and a suicide note. The woman turned out to be Iris Chang, a 36-year-old best-selling nonfiction author who wrote The Rape of Nanking. Her book described the Japanese atrocities committed in 1937 in what was then the capital of China.
In some cases, it was efficient machine gunning, beheading contests, live burials. One missionary said it was hell on earth. I mean, people were hanged by their tongues. They were using needles to torture, small children, and they skinned people alive. The raping, too, was just senseless. They forced sons to rape mothers and fathers their daughters, and they mutilated the bodies afterwards. It was clearly one of the worst instances of wartime violence inflicted upon a civilian population.
That was the late Iris Chang speaking on this program back in 1997. A couple of years earlier, when she was just 25, she had published Thread of the Silkworm. It was the story of a Chinese immigrant rocket scientist who was turned down for U.S. citizenship, deported, and went to the People's Republic of China, where he developed Beijing's Silkworm missile. More recently, Iris Chang wrote The Chinese in America, a narrative history. As to why she took her own life, her friend Ignatius Ding of the Global Alliance for Preserving History of World War II in Asia speaks of the stress of her work and clinical depression, and he says the subjects that she immersed herself in made it worse.
She saw all the dark side of human history. It just so frustrating, she said, to see this day in, day out, how people can do this to fellow human beings. And that image just hung her all the time. Her room is like a shrine. She lives in this, for the last 10 years. Ever I have seen, get to know her, and I know she cries a lot. She just feels so depressed about the unfortunate past.
What do you mean by her room was like a shrine?
Her study just full of maps, pictures, artifacts, and because she posted all this thing on the wall, because she kept track of all this things that she was writing. But the thing is that you live in that thing as a shadow over her all the time.
Iris Chang said she was raised on stories her parents told her of what had happened in Nanking in 1937. But the isolation of China in the 1950s and the Cold War conspired to stifle discussion of Japanese war crimes there. She took pride in breaking the silence, and, as in this 1998 speech, she compared the rape of Nanking to more recent brutality in Bosnia, Rwanda, Indonesia. It was important in all those cases, she said, to tell the truth, to refute the deniers.
In fact, denial and amnesia are considered to be part of the final stage of genocide. First, the victims are killed, and then the memory of killing itself is killed.
Writer Iris Chang, who evidently took her own life this week at the age of 36, she survived by her husband and their 2-year-old son.